Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
It's a Football Friday with the Boss
and the Gloss
on the Sports Map Radio Network,
presented by Blue Emu and Rocket Mortgage.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gow
and Carla Dawson.
Welcome back, Boss and the Gloss, and we get an opportunity to go out to the Progressive Insurance guest line. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. Joining us now on the Sports Map Radio Network is Dan Shonka of Our Lads. And Dan has joined us before. He's outstanding. Dan, welcome to the show. You're on with David and Carla.
Hello, good morning. And did you have your smelling salts already this morning?
Dan, I'm so happy you're here, because I am just, like, I've got smoke coming out of my ears. I cannot calm down.
Dan, yet. You have no idea what I'm sitting next to. This woman is enraged. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. And the Texans have upset Carla.
Again.
What's
Talk
your take on
us.
It? Yeah, give us your view from afar.
Well, I mean, I guess we could kind of see it coming. This guy is the greatest defensive player, if not the best player, in Texans history. And with all everything he did for the community, the money that he raised, during the hard times there, it happens. And I think it, that $17 million that is going to hit the cap this year. It's not good for Houston, in one way, but JJ
in a
is age, yeah, right. But age and time gets everybody, and you like to see him be there as a cornerstone of a team that could take you to Super Bowl. But I think there's a lot more problems that got to be cleared up. So I think that it's good if he leaves, and then he can get what he wants, maybe, and then Houston is, say, get $17 million more in their bag.
I guess the question we were sitting here struggling with, we sort of expected that this could happen, that JJ would go to another team this year, but why not try to get some draft capital back? Or was that a possibility for the Texans? I mean, we had heard whispers that perhaps there could be a third rounder coming back or a second round pick coming back. But an outright release with nothing in return, that's what seems so stunning and disappointing for Houston.
Yeah, no, I think that they probably shopped him a little bit. But, the teams in the league know, when guys are going to get released, and why put out, some draft capital if you don't have to. And it everything kind of funnels, JJ going to his brothers, work and playing with his brothers, and he may go on because Pittsburgh doesn't have, they don't have a lot of money right now either, and
right.
He might go there on a veteran minimum deal. Who knows? He's made his money, let's put it that way, and he could go there, play with his brothers, and they could make that Super Bowl run.
It will be intriguing to watch, and a reuniting with his brothers or get to play with his brothers would be really a great storyline for the Steelers. Let's shift gears. We're watching Trevor Lawrence at his pro day now. He obviously is going number one. The intriguing question, the draft seems to begin at number two with the Jets. What do you envision the Jets doing?
Well, what they should do and what they will do are two different things. And then when we do our mock draft, we haven't done our first mock draft yet because of everything that's kind of shifting around. And all these mock drafts you see out there right now are basically worthless because of free agency and things like that. But I think what they should do, it doesn't matter. We've never been Sam Darnold guys. And so You got to have somebody to block in the running game, and you got to have somebody to block, pass protect. And, I mean, to me, you have to look at Penei Sewell from Oregon, and I know it's not a sexy pick, but I tell you one thing, if you don't have people to block for you, go ask the Kansas City Chiefs.
I was just going to say that. Yep.
You have no chance. So I would take the best tackle coming out and then work my way through everything else because they got another later first-round pick.
Dan, who would you, looking at wide receivers, who do you think is the first wide receiver that's going to be taken in the draft? And if it's DeVonta Smith, do you think that his stock went up due to Jaylen Waddle's, I mean, obviously complete talent on both players, but Jaylen Waddle's injury really pushed DeVonta Smith to the forefront?
Well, it certainly helped because he was the guy, obviously, when Waddle went down. But, you know, if you look back at LSU a year ago, Ja'Marr Chase was, I mean, he was putting up DeVonta Smith numbers a year ago, you know, and he's sat out and opted out this year. And he's a little bit bigger guy, and they're similar speed. So I tell you, it's going to be, you know, and DeVonta's not, and you know, he was nicked up there late, you know, in the playoffs and things where he'd broken some fingers on his hand. And you're always going to be worried about a guy that small, you know, and he was durable enough for Alabama, but they had so much rotation there and so many good receivers. You could kind of hide that stuff until this year. And this year, hey, played the SEC schedule all the way through, didn't get injured, but that's going to be a consideration. But I think it's going to be between DeVonta Smith and, you know, and then Chase from LSU. But, you know, there's going to be teams that like Waddle, but again, he's a burner that's not real big. And, hey, Gruden thought he was going to have a guy last year in Ruggs, and he brings in Ruggs, and he gets injured, and he didn't use him as much as I thought John would because I worked with John in Philadelphia. So, you know, the thing is, it's just got these teams, if they draft them, please use them.
Yeah, amen to that. Okay, Dan, because I just cannot let this Texan situation go, I have to ask you about Deshaun Watson. So obviously it's every headline, every day, all day. Who doesn't want to waste his prime years with an organization that's in a free fall? So if you're Nick Caserio, what do you do? What's your approach? Because you've got a quarterback that won't talk to you. The team president leaves because you came. At the urging of Easterby, you hire a coach that the quarterback won't talk to. Like, what do you do if you're Nick Caserio at this point?
Well, really, since he's under contract, there's not a lot. I mean, you know, Watson, if he wants to set out and lose his money and what have you, that's up to him. But I think that basically, I mean, the Texans have got the cards, you know, and I mean, now Dave Culley is a great communicator, and something is also behind the Watson deal, because you all know that Watson is a tremendous, tremendous human being.
Yes.
Great, you know, I mean, all that. And so there's something else driving that. I mean, I'm sure he's sick of this stuff too, and he wants to go out and play football, and I think right now, I mean, the team holds the cards, and unless something changes, I mean, they can just say, hey, that's fine. You sit out. You're under contract for the next few years, and you're not going anywhere. And then Culley, it will have to amend that, you know, relationship. But, you know, I know everybody keeps pushing him out of there and trades and all that. But, you know, I mean, sometimes that's just media heads talking around the country for content, you know. I mean, I'm not in the building, so I don't know. And you hear stuff kind of, I mean, a lot of times I know that when I was with different teams and I was in the different buildings, we kind of laughed at, oh man, well, this is really humorous, you know what I mean? And, but anyway, we'll see if this get cleaned up, you know, but I think right now he's going to stay in Houston unless something, you know, I mean, the Texans just say, hey, you know, I mean, they're gonna do everything they can to make it work.
We're talking to Dan Shonka. He's a former scout with the Eagles, Redskins, and Chiefs, and now GM and scout for our lads. So one more question I'd love to ask you. It seems I read these mock drafts over and over, and I do it way too early, and I enjoy watching what everybody says in each iteration of the mock draft. And the quarterbacks are always stratified, and then as we get closer to the draft, it seems like all the quarterbacks creep up, and their value is getting better and better and better because everybody's looking for a quarterback. I'm sure that's going to happen to some degree this year. There is a big number of quarterbacks. How many can you envision going, say, in the top 10 for, or even in the first round?
Well, I mean, that's the thing that always really drives me batty because, yeah, five of them can go in the first round, but how many of them are going to be players? You know, I mean, we see what happens when teams don't develop quarterbacks and they change head coaches, they change coordinators. But I think that, the NFL's and the fan bases in different places have absolutely destroyed quarterbacks. So, I think that, Trevor Lawrence is obviously going to be the guy, and everybody in the world's probably watching his pro day right now. And then, Justin Fields has got the talent. You know, does he hold the ball too long? We see what happens when quarterbacks hold the ball too long. They get sacked and the ball pops out and, you know, your defense has now got something going for their offense. So, I mean, Zach Wilson, he seems to be this year's, pet for everybody. But he played against awful competition, was very good. He's very accurate. He does a lot of things that we like, in regards to his anticipation and his decision making. He could very well be the second or third quarterback taken. Mac Jones, he kind of reminds me a little bit of Tom Brady was in my area when I was scouting, and in his regard to his approach to the game, Tom was he was ultra, ultra competitive even when he was at Michigan. And Mac Jones is a little more analytical, I think. But I think he's going to probably go in that first round. And the best of all the quarterbacks, maybe after Lawrence and maybe when it's all over ahead of him, is Trey Lance from North Dakota State. But playing 1 year just scares the bejesus out of me. Because and he was an outstanding year, didn't throw any interceptions. I saw most of their games on live. This guy is a tremendous talent, but only playing 1 year, and then this year he played one game. They're allowed that in the Missouri Valley because they're playing this spring, and he's not playing, obviously. But, he had a rough go, but the team they played had already played four or five games, and they won. He threw an interception, his first one in 2 years, but it was a little rough. But I'll tell you, this guy has tremendous talent. And maybe when it's all over, we say in 3 years, Lance was the best of all of them. So I think, but right now you have to take Lawrence, and then, hey, it's your preference at number two. And I tell you, I'm squeezing Trey Lance. He very well may be our second quarterback when our first mock draft comes out.
Intriguing stuff. We look forward to all the draft talk. We got to get you back before the draft. I really appreciate coming on. Dan Shonka joining us here on Sports Map Radio. We'll talk soon.
Thank you very much. Great being with you, Dave and Carla. So long now.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.